from Matthew, starting from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Again, I'd like to welcome all our visitors, most of all the presence of God. I hope you have enjoyed our worship. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, amen, and with his courts with joy. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, and I don't usually read long readings, but bear with me. This is Jesus. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought of your life what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet of for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are they ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, not that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these. Verse 33. But seek ye first. This is the first Sunday of 2019. And that's why I'm preaching this. But seek ye first. I'd like you all to say it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, we just thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you for letting us see this year. Lord, many have not. Lord, we do not know what we face this year. But Lord, help us to put you first, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. For all that you're doing. Let this word find good soil in Jesus' name. Amen. Before you're seated, I want you to high five someone and tell them, God first. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. That's the simple title I have for this message. God first. God first. Tomorrow is January 7th. And probably my brother remembers what that date means. That date was my father's birthday. And he was born in 1925. So he would have been, I think, 94 if he had lived. He passed in 2011, December, I think, the 16th, December the 16th, 2011. And so every year about this time, I think about the heritage and what he has left behind. Now, when I got married, November the 26th, 1977, I was still living in England, and my parents were here, and my brother was here, and so they couldn't all come, so my father and my mother sent my brother to the wedding, and as I've said so many times before, I wanted them to send me some money, I'm getting married. It's a time for presents. Right? It's a time for presents. When you invite someone to your wedding, you expect them to bring a present. But the expense of sending my brother, I could understand that they didn't have a lot of money, plus the money they did have, they put it into the church. They had sold their house in England, and they took that money and effectually bought this building, and then turned it over, changed the deed on the title into the name of the church. But still, it was my wedding, and I was expecting some money. So my brother came, and he gave me this box, and I anxiously opened it, thinking I would get some money. Now, I've told you this many, many times. You've heard me tell this story. But what was in it was this Bible. It doesn't look too good right now. It doesn't look too good right now, but when I opened it, it was a beautiful Bible with a white cover, and as you can see, it was quite an expensive Bible. This Bible has crossed the ocean twice. This Bible started somewhere in Milwaukee, came all the way to London, England for my wedding, and then has traveled with me back here to Virginia, to Michigan, and somehow now, on January the 6th, 2019, it's back in this building. And inscribed on that first page, I've told you so many times, but I've never brought this Bible to show you. It says, presented to Michael and Yvonne by Mom and Dad, 26th of November, 1977. I wanted some money. To be honest with you, I wasn't happy. It was a beautiful Bible, but I had lots of Bibles. And I opened it and I read it. And in this Bible, at the bottom there, it says Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these other things that you're seeking will be fulfilled. I did not value that Bible 41 years ago. I wanted some money. I thought, why did they send him all this way just to give me a Bible? I didn't appreciate, I didn't understand how valuable that word was. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, and his righteousness. All the other things. I had big plans. I was going to be rich. You know, when you're 20, you're going to be rich by 30, right? You're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to go to school, get your whatever, you're going to be rich. You got it all worked out. I don't need this Bible. I have Bibles. I don't need that particular word. They could have sent me that word. I did not appreciate, and to be honest, I was never putting God first. I only stand here by his mercy and his grace. Because I had two parents praying for me. I had people praying for me. I had people reaching out to me and saying, Lord, let him learn to put you first. I told my wife the other day, I've only probably in the last 10 years really started to appreciate what God has truly done. I used to think it was all me. I really did. My mother built up my confidence so much as a child. She used to let me win everything and win races. I had too much confidence. I could take on anything. I didn't care what you thought of me. I was still better than you. You know what I was doing? I was putting me first. That's who I was putting first. I thought I could do anything. I really did. I really did. I thought, anything I really want to do, I can do. And it seemed that that happened. Really, really, I've been blessed. I really have. But what I didn't understand, I didn't see the hand of God actually doing everything. It was God that was doing it, not me. And I thought it was me. You know, it's like when you have a little baby and you're actually helping them and they don't even realize. They think they're actually doing it. I was that little child thinking it was all about me. It's really only in the last, I would say, 10 years that God is beginning to open my eyes and say, well, it wasn't me. Well, you really did that. I didn't have nothing to do with it. And he's been showing me that seeking him and putting him first makes all the difference. This Bible now is quite valuable to me. Every time I look at it, the ink is almost faded. They are not here, but the words that they wrote are still here. Seek ye first. Put God first. Put God first. In fact, I'll tell you the truth. If I was to ask my wife, where are all the other wedding presents we got 41 years ago? I don't think we could come up with too many of them. Maybe there was, I told you about the other one, someone gave us some red satin sheets. We tried them one time. They looked really good. But you couldn't stay on that bed. We may have them, you know why? Because we didn't use them. But I'll tell you something about this Bible. You see how it looks all battered and used up? It has endured the test of time. It has traveled thousands of miles. And the words still ring fresh. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We need to start putting God first. The only reason I'm here is God's mercy and his grace. Nothing to do with me. I realize that now because God has elevated me far beyond what I personally can do. And that's just the truth. See, he has done it all, and I acknowledge him. You know, in Sunday school, we talked about God says his name is jealous. I never want to take his glory. I have learned now it's not about me. It's all about him. Hallelujah. And of all the presents, this and probably those red satin sheets is all we have left after 41 years. But this, you can't put a price on it. You may not look at it as much. I don't actually get this out much and read it, but I know it was there. I said to my wife this morning after I left, I said, please go in my office, find that Bible and bring it today. And I knew that it was there. I don't often look at it, but it has survived because it has the word of God. God said God's word will never, never pass away. Hallelujah. In Sunday school, I talked about the fact of how Abraham had a delay of game. You know why? Because he tried to work things out for himself. He said, God, you promised me a son. And he was not patient to wait. Sometimes we get ahead of God's seeking, of God's plan for our lives. And you know the story of how he went with Sarah and they decided to come and have a surrogate motherhood, so to speak, and how that had caused him so many problems. You see, God doesn't want you to be first. He wants himself to be first. He is a jealous God. He wants all of you. And the reason he wants all of you is because he is going to put his glory in you. And if you're sharing yourself with someone else, that will not work. He says, seek me first. Put me first. Put me in your life first. I think that since this is the first Sunday of this 2019, we all need to make a reconsecration and say, Lord, I'm going to put you first. The reason this Bible has survived, I really believe it's because of those words. Seek ye first, and then all the other things will be added. As I was reading about that tragedy in Florida, it came back to my mind that about 15 years ago, I was down in Florida, and I've told this story too, and almost the same thing happened. I was driving on the interstate, headed for the airport, and here comes this car right across the median, straight at me at like 80 miles an hour, and I'm doing 80 miles an hour. It was so fast, I didn't have time to even do any. I didn't start shaking until afterwards. at the very, very last instant possible. Because it was so fast. He just cut for no reason. I didn't even see why he did it. He just cut straight across the median, straight at me. And at the very last instant, it's like something pushed that car. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things we're fretting and worrying about, God will provide. He has been a provider. He has been a provider. He has done marvelous. He has never failed me. Never failed me. Do you understand that his goal is to make you the Ark of the Covenant? Now, the Ark of the Covenant was this beautiful box. You all know about it. But underneath all the gold, you know what was underneath there? Just some wood. Moses made the box out of acacia wood. And it was probably when he finished, he was looking at this and said, is this really what God wants me to use? Is this going to be where he's going to dwell? It looks so ugly with all this old wood that he had made. But God said, it's not finished yet. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not finished yet. Amen. I'm glad you're not finished yet. I'm glad I'm not finished yet. Because we may look like just the acacia wood right now. But if we will put God first. See, I want to tell you something, that God had a plan. If we turn to Exodus chapter 31, verse 1. Exodus 31 and verse 1. And the Lord God spake unto Moses, saying, see, Moses, if you read the story, was told to make the box. But he wasn't allowed to finish it. Isn't that interesting? Because he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land. God had prepared somebody with a name that has a special meaning to finish the box. See, I've called by name. See, do you know that God knows your name? He has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise a cunning works to work in gold. So God chose this man and he gave us his name. You know why? Because his name means something. His name, Bezalel, means in the shadow of God. Do you understand? It was the covering of God that finished the work. It was the covering of God that finished that box, so that God's presence will not be just dwelling in this and on this horrible self, this flesh where we have so many faults and failures. But if you will let him, if you will put him first, he's got the shadow. He's got the shadow of God that he wants to put over you, the covering that he wants to finish you, to cover you with gold. When Bezalel had finished, that box was so beautiful. It was made out of one piece of beaten gold. They weren't allowed to take little pieces, just one piece. But God gave a name, especially so that we could understand that this was supposed to be God's work. His name means in the shadow of God or under the covering of God. When you put God first, he will finish the job. He was given an assistant, and his name is Oholab, and it means my father's tent. When you stay in father's tent, God will finish the work. When you stay by that well, that meeting place, God will finish the work. When you learn to put God first. You know, we were given many, many beautiful presents. I can't remember any of them now. I know we were given a set of cookware, some glasses, some all kinds of things that people give in weddings. But of all the things that I did not want, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. I'm telling you, when you will put God first, you'll be able to say like Jacob in Genesis 49, that the Lord who has been my shepherd, all my life long, when you put God first. But most of us are putting all kinds of other things first. You know, probably if I was to ask you if you have any images in your home, you'd all say, no, I don't have no idols. But you may have some relationship gods, some friendship gods, some gossip gods, some pride gods, some selfishness gods. that you're putting first. Some me, I, and myself gods that no one can see, but they're in there. They're inside that box. You understand that inside the ark, you know what God wanted to put? The tablets of the law. He put three things inside the box. The tablets of the law, the manna that had fallen from heaven, and Aaron's rod that budded. You know what those three things signify? The commandments of God, the provision of God, and the leadership of God. When you are ready to receive what God has for you, when your box is prepared, when you have put God first, he's going to give you those three things. He said he would write the laws on your heart. He told them, put that manna that I fed you for 40 years. Do you understand they were in a desert? They had no Walmart, no Pick and Save. They had no Target. In Deuteronomy it says, that thou mayest know that man shall not live. But I'm telling you, God has done some miraculous things for me. Some of them I'm too embarrassed to even tell you. God has just delivered me so many times. I'll tell you this one thing, because I've said it before. You know, a few years ago, 2003, I got a bill from the IRS for $500,000 with 30 days to pay it. How you like that? But you know what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God delivered me out of that. If the king came knocking on my door like Daniel, I could say, "The Lord, has the Lord whom thou servest continually been able to deliver?" Oh, yes, king. In fact, I was almost depressed. It was so amazing. I said, "Lord, why did you do that for me? I'm nothing. I'm nobody." If you seek him first, if you put him first, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. You see, we got to stop having relationship gods, friendship gods, selfish gods. The very second commandment is that you shall have no other gods. It's time for us to put God first. If you will put him first, he will put you first. If you will not deny him, he will not deny you. Turn to your neighbor and say, put God first. Amen. That's what we got to do in 2019. Shall I tell you what happens when you don't put God first? Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering. See, there's lots of people come to church. That doesn't mean they're putting God first. He brought an offering just like Abel. Yeah, he did. He brought his offering. Hey, I come to church. I go through the motions. I'm here. Why is Pastor getting on my case? And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. I said in Sunday school, unless you're willing to be separate, you're not going to get it. Because it's the separation that enables God to do the blessing. God had no respect unto Cain's offering. And so Cain got mad. You know, some people get mad at God when they don't get blessed, and it's like they don't understand why. They need to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Put that somewhere around in your home. Just put that somewhere. Seek ye first. Put it on the fridge. You know how you stop yourself eating? You put your, I don't want to offend anyone. I can say it because I'm big. I put my picture. Someone took a picture of me bowling. And there was something hanging down I did not like. So I put that picture on the fridge to remind me. We need to put this verse somewhere to remind us. Seek ye first. Put God first. Not second, third, or a secondary thought. The Lord said unto Cain, verse 6, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? And why is your countenance on me? Why are you mad with me? Well, I see this person getting blessed, that person getting blessed. God said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and he shall rule over thee. Now, it wasn't that he didn't bring an offering, but the truth is revealed in Hebrews, where we find out what the real problem was. He brought an offering. The Bible says, but his offering was not mixed with faith, meaning he didn't believe. He was just going through the motions. Yeah, I got to go to church. So many people come to church, but they don't really believe. If they believed, they would change. If they believed, they would start to strive to put God first. Because belief necessitates change. I was thinking, and I say this every time, one of these days I'm going to do it, of hiding maybe a $100 bill under one of these flower pots and saying to you guys, whoever believes me can come and get it. And we'd see how much faith you have in me. One of these days I'm going to do it and see what happens. See who believes. You see, if you believe, and I told you it's free, someone's going to race up here. See, if you believe, see, Cain, he brought the offering, but he really didn't believe because the Bible says that his offering was not mixed with faith. He did not put God first. And yet he still expected something to happen. Well, nothing's going to happen until you put God first. When we get to that place where we truly have put down all the other gods, all the friendship gods, the relationship gods, the selfish gods, the pride gods, and put God first, then we will see something happen. He didn't mix his offering with faith. He brought it, but the Bible in Hebrews reveals that his offering was not accepted because he was just going through the motion. Well, why are you going to church? Well, my family went to church. Well, I'm going to see so-and-so. Oh, I just got this new suit. Want to see how it looks. I want to see what everybody else got to say. Exodus 34:14. Here's what God says about it. For thou shalt worship no other God. You didn't know that God had another name. One of his names is Jealous. Isn't that what it says? I think, Chris, didn't you preach on that? The God whose name is Jealous? It's time in 2019 to put God first. You want something? It's funny how this works. It's different from what you think. You seek God. He will give it to you. You know, the thing that you're seeking for, you will find it in God. Adam needed a wife. Who provided the wife? It was God. He said he could see that it was not good. The Bible says no good thing. No, do we believe that? The Bible says God will withhold no good thing. So if you haven't got something, it's probably because it won't be good for you. Now, it may be good for someone else. Some people can't handle blessing. Some people go nuts if you got $1 million tomorrow, we wouldn't see you again. You'd be on your world cruise. Oh, pastor, I'm gonna build a church in Africa. Put God first. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord God, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God. Do you understand why he's jealous? You know why he wants? Because I'm trying to explain. He wants to give you exclusively his glory. He wants to put in you his glory. And he doesn't want to share his glory with anybody else because he loves you. God is a monogamist. He's not wanting to share you with anyone else. And when you will empty yourself, Lord, I'm ready. You won't believe the glory, the blessing, the love, the joy, the peace that God will put in your heart. When you truly put him first. As I said, I really disrespected this gift when it was first given to me. But God was showing me a sign that of all the gifts, I've talked about this Bible so many times in this church, haven't I? You probably thought it wasn't real. But I said to my wife, you know where it is? It's in the office. She said, yes, I know exactly where it is. But you know it's got no cover. I said, I don't care. Bring it. Bring it. You can all come and look at this and see that I'm not lying because right under the name, it says Matthew 6:33. Probably the greatest gift my parents could have given me was to remind me we're all blessing, we're all goodness, we're all joy, we're all peace, where all love comes from. Now, some people are saying, must be the other person he's preaching to. I'm not. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. I want to put God first. I'm telling you, when we do that, this church can be something special. I'm telling you, we have everything we need here for God to use us. We have every talent. Every available thing is right here for God to use us. And I want, when I face God, to be able to say, God, I told him, I didn't hold it back. I told him, put you first. You showed me by this one gift 41 years ago that is still probably the only gift that we can lay our hands on. Somewhere maybe there's that satin thing. I don't even know. We've never used it. Never. We used it once and we could not stay on that, but just slide right off. But this thing is daily bread. Daily bread. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Put God first. Put God first. This is a simple message. I don't have any great illustration. I don't have any magical thing to tell you. All I'm telling you is this. This is the sign that my parents gave me. They're not here today, but this witnesses on their behalf. This witness is on their behalf. This was the gift that they gave me that has been more valuable than anything else they could have given me. I don't often look at it, but I know where it is. And look at how God has preserved it. That this is now the only thing. In fact, yes, I forgot. This Bible was in our house fire when our house Bible house fire when our house burnt down. It's still here. I had a computer burnt up, her car burnt up, our clothes burnt up. In fact, we had nothing. The Word of God. Remaineth forever. When we left that fire in 2004, we had to go straight to Walmart. We had no clothes, no nothing. But this Bible is still here. Still here. It's a witness from my parents to me. You better not give up. You better hold fast. You better seek and put God first. If you could stand with me today. Sometimes God may ask us a very hard sacrifice. And we think, well, we can't possibly do that. We can't possibly do that. I'm tempted to tell a little story. I'll try and tell it, but I don't want to embarrass. So yesterday, I came home. Well, no, was it Friday or Saturday? And there was a check waiting for me. And I said, oh, fantastic. I got a check. I teach PI, and they actually pay us. So I had this little check, and I thought, great, because I had no spare money. Everything had was targeted for something, and now this money came that I could use for me, I and myself. But wouldn't you know, like almost immediately there was a phone call with a need, and I looked at my wife, I was not happy. I'm confessing. I was not happy, but you know the Lord just spoke to me and said, listen, this was not yours anyway. You weren't even expecting it. It was a surprise, so it was there for a reason. If God blesses me, it's only because I have learned to try and listen. Although they're not here today, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I can't say it enough. I don't have a Bible to give all of you. If I had, I would, and I'd put the same thing. If you will put God first, he will put you first. We are facing, we don't know what. Many of you will go through some things this year. Many of you will go through some things this year. I know I'm going to face some things. But, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? One of the things that was in the box, the Ark of the Covenant, was the rod of Aaron that had budded, thy staff. One of the things that was in that box where he wanted to put his glory was the manna, showing he could keep you in a desert for 40 years. One of the things that was inside that ark was the covenant with God. And the second covenant was, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Put God first. Let's examine ourselves in 2019. Let's not come to church like Cain. Oh, I'm here. God, do something for me. He doesn't owe us anything. Are you wondering why other people get blessed? Maybe they're not all about themselves, but they're putting God first. And you're wondering, well, why not me? Don't get like Cain and start getting angry with God. Change. 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 I won't always preach this kind of sermon. I want to preach happy sermons, but this is a happy sermon. This makes me happy. I still have this. Tomorrow, when I think about my father's birthday, I will think about this Bible. And though it looks pretty bad, it's been through some things. It's traveled with me since November 26, 1977. And it still is the Word of God. It's been through some fires, been on a few airplanes, been in a few states. But I have started to learn to seek and put God first. I'm closing this service, but I want you to know that if there's anything you can remember this year, is Matthew 6:33. Pledge to God, God, I'm going to put you first. I really am. I'm going to really put you first above everything else. Whatever you want, Lord. Whatever you want of my life, whatever direction, whatever belongs to me, comes from, I don't own it anyway. When we do that, God will fulfill his promise. He said, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. But we first have to put down some gods. We have to cleanse out the temple. We have to do like Manasseh. When he went back to Jerusalem, he repaired the temple. He'd been Israel's most wicked king. He'd killed priests. He'd sacrificed animals in the temple. But God was so merciful. While he was in Nineveh, somebody prayed. Somebody reached out and he repented. And miracle of miracles, the Assyrians took him out of prison, put him back and made him king. And in the end, the most wicked king in all of Israel's history, God gave him the longest reign. He reigned longer than David, longer than Solomon, the most wicked king, because he started to put God first. This altar is open. This message is to me. I need to put God first. There's still some images I need to cut down, some things I need to chop down. But whenever you decide from your heart to be like Abel and not Cain, God is going to respect your offering. Your life, your walk is going to change this year. Last thing I'm going to say. I was saying that sometimes God asks us things and it looks so hard. As I said, I got this check and I was so happy because it was mine. In the Old Testament, there was a famine in Israel for 3.5 years. And God sent the prophet to this widow woman. Now, the prophet could have said, Lord, why are you sending me to this woman? She's got nothing. She doesn't have any. She can't help me. God said, go to her. And when the prophet went to her, he met her and she said, well, I've got 2 sticks. I'm just going to make a fire. I got a little oil and we got some flour. That's all we got left. Now, the strangest thing, that wouldn't even make one meal for her and her son. You know what the prophet said to her in 1 Kings 17:11? Fear not. You may be looking at nothing right now. You may think, I got nothing. I don't know how I'm going to get through this year. Whatever your situation is. But God always says, fear not. And do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first. You're a grown man. I got this little baby, and I'm an old widow woman. You want me to give you the cake first? First. You know what happened? You know how the story, when she did that, for the rest of the famine, every time she went in the barrel, it was full of food. Why? Because she gave the prophet first. Now, I'm not asking anything from you. I'm talking about giving God. God supplies all my needs and more than I can even thank him for. I just want to show you, sometimes the thing God may be asking you may be struggling with and saying, but Lord, this is all I got. If you will answer his voice and give up and give it to him. The little boy, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. There's no point me giving you this. There's 5,000 people here. That's ridiculous. This isn't even enough for me. Nevertheless, when you give it to God, something miraculous starts to happen. Multiplication starts to happen. Blessing starts to happen. Revival starts. Healing starts to happen. Deliverance starts to happen. I really am closing. Remember this first service of 2019. Put God first. We're going to close. I'm going to pray for those at the altar. If you could all stand with me. Seek ye first kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. All these other things. I realize now, looking back, how truly miraculous God has been in my life. Really, truly miraculous. I can't explain it to you all. I'm just too embarrassed to tell you some of the things God has done. All I know is it started with the words in this book. We're going to close. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, I pray, oh God, that our offering will not be like...